Editor's note, this article is part of a series of articles by The Defender responding to the latest media coverage of vaccines. A December 13 article in Fortune called the polio vaccine used in the U.S. today not only safe but also effective. The article also claimed that because 3 billion children have been vaccinated against polio since 1988, according to the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, that means 20 million people who would have otherwise been paralyzed by polio are walking today. How accurate is the 20 million figure? According to the World Health Organization, WHO, website, in 1988, there were 350,000 reported polio cases worldwide in a global population of 5.1 billion people. If, as the WHO website states, 1 in 200 infections leads to irreversible paralysis, that would amount to 1,750 cases of irreversible paralysis linked to polio in 1988. Using that figure, 1,750 cases in 1988, and factoring in 1.2% annual population growth, the estimated number of cases of irreversible paralysis between 1988 and 2024 would total approximately 80,910, not 20 million, as Fortune reported. Here are four other facts about polio vaccines the Fortune article doesn't address. 1. Polio vaccines used in U.S. don't prevent infection or transmission. According to Fortune, the polio vaccine is safe and effective. Here's why that statement oversimplifies the issue of polio vaccines and leads to misleading conclusions. There are two kinds of polio vaccines used in the world today, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. They are the inactivated polio vaccine, IPV, and the oral polio vaccine, OPV. The OPV is used for mass vaccination campaigns of children outside the U.S., as was recently done in Gaza. However, the U.S. exclusively uses IPV polio vaccines, according to the CDC. The IPV products, which are injected, contain an inactivated, or dead, polio virus. According to the CDC, the IPV protects against severe disease caused by polio virus, but does not stop transmission. According to the Polio Global Eradication Initiative, the IPV also doesn't prevent infection. Two standalone IPV products are licensed in the U.S. by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Both are manufactured by Sanofi. The other five are combination vaccines that target polio plus other illnesses, including diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. One of the two standalone IPV products, Poliovax, was discontinued. The FDA page on licensed polio vaccines doesn't explain why. That leaves IPOL as the sole standalone polio vaccine licensed in the U.S. 2. Global polio vaccine campaigns can lead to vaccine-derived polio outbreaks. As its name suggests, the oral polio vaccine, or OPV, used only outside the U.S., is delivered orally. The OPV contains a weakened vaccine virus that activates an immune response in the body, according to the WHO. Unlike the IPV products used in the U.S., the OPV prevents transmission, according to the CDC and the WHO. However, the weakened vaccine virus used in the OPV can cause polio variant outbreaks. The CDC states that the U.S. stopped using OPV to eliminate the risk of polio variants that can occur with OPV. According to the WHO, the continued use of the OPV poses a risk to wiping out the disease because the weakened vaccine virus originally contained in the OPV can begin to circulate among people who didn't get the vaccine. When this happens, the WHO said, if it is allowed to circulate for sufficiently long enough time, it may genetically revert to a strong virus able to cause paralysis, resulting in what is known as circulating vaccine-derived polioviruses. Vaccine-derived polioviruses were responsible for the recently reported cases of polio in Gaza and the 2022 case reported in New York. In March 2023, 7 children were paralyzed by vaccine-derived polio linked to the novel oral polio vaccine type 2, NOPV2, developed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, according to health officials in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Burundi and the Global Polio Eradication Initiative. In other words, the viral infections in these cases resulted from exposure to the vaccine virus used in the OPV, not from exposure to a naturally occurring, or wild, strain of the poliovirus. The last wild poliovirus case reported in the U.S. was in 1979, according to the CDC. 3. Risk of paralysis from poliovirus infection is roughly 0.1%. Approximately 90 to 95% of poliovirus infections are asymptomatic, according to the FDA package insert for IPOL, the only standalone IPV product used in the US. The package insert also provides general information on polio, including this: nonspecific illness with low-grade fever and sore throat, minor illness, occurs in 4% to 8% of infections. Aseptic meningitis occurs in 1% to 5% of patients a few days after the minor illness has resolved. Rapid onset of asymmetric acute flaccid paralysis occurs in 0.1% to 2% of infections, and residual paralytic disease involving motor neurons, paralytic poliomyelitis, occurs in approximately 1 per 1,000 infections. In other words, according to the FDA, the risk of becoming paralyzed as a result of a poliovirus infection is roughly 0.1%. For all polio vaccines used today are genetically modified. Unlike the original polio vaccines developed in the early 1950s by Dr. Jonas Salk and Dr. Albert Sabin, the IPV and OPV being administered today are genetically modified. In 2020, the WHO authorized a new genetically modified OPV for emergency use in polio outbreaks. According to a 2023 article in The Lancet Infectious Diseases, NOPV2 was developed through a global partnership between public health, governmental, philanthropic and non-profit organizations, including the Gates Foundation. IPOL, the only standalone polio vaccine used in the US, uses technology that involves growing the poliovirus on monkey kidney cells whose chromosomes were modified to cause them to multiply forever. In 2022, attorney Aaron Siri, on behalf of the Informed Consent Action Network, petitioned the FDA to withdraw or suspend the approval for IPOL for infants, toddlers, and children until a properly controlled and properly powered double-blind trial of sufficient duration is conducted to assess the safety of this product. The petition stated that modified monkey kidney cells are susceptible to infection by dozens of viruses, including HPV, measles, rubella, reovirus, SV40 virus, and SV5. According to the petition, Sanofi's IPOL vaccine hasn't been adequately proven safe because the clinical trials relied on for licensing the product did not include a control group and declared the vaccine safe after following the trial participants for up to only 3 days after injection. The FDA has not withdrawn or suspended its approval of IPOL as requested by Siri, and the agency continues to rely on the existing clinical trials and the agency's own safety assessment lasting only up to 3 days. The CDC recommends children receive 4 doses of IPOL, starting at age 2 months. The second dose is given at 4 months. The third is given at 6 to 18 months, and the fourth is given anytime between 4 and 6 years. This article was updated to correct the percentage of the risk of paralysis from poliovirus infection, which is roughly 0.1%,